Developing kindness. An act of kindness can change our entire day, whether it's given or received. A door held open, a warm smile, an encouraging comment. Kindness doesn't have to be magnanimous, only sincere. Years ago, a show starring Morgan Freeman compared the word arc for an act of random kindness, illustrating the shelter that such a gesture provides from the storms of life. It's still true today, but perhaps far too seldom employed. Pamela Lee defines kindness as an intentional, unrequired act that benefits others, saying that a kind person shows a genuine, deep, and selfless concern for people without expecting anything in return. It's regarded as a virtue, like honesty, courage, compassion, and generosity. According to the Mayo Clinic, kindness is more than a behavior. The act of kindness means harboring a spirit of helpfulness, generosity, consideration. They define it as a quality of being. Moreover, studies show that there are enormous benefits, physically and emotionally, to kindness, boosting health and life expectancy. Blood pressure is reduced, as is the stress hormone cortisol. Dopamine and serotonin levels rise, which results in feelings of satisfaction and well-being. The body's natural painkillers, endorphins, are also released. And the benefits don't stop there. Because kindness requires us to be involved with others, it reduces feelings of isolation and loneliness, even melancholy. One professor found that by assigning students to do 5 random acts of kindness per week for 6 weeks, that their happiness level increased by almost half. Kindness has always been found to elevate our self-esteem and improve our relationships. Nor is it only adults that benefit from being kind. Training our children to be kind also has enormous advantages. Research indicates that kindness improves a child's social skills and helps them build positive relationships with others. There's also a correlation between kindness and academic achievement. It helps them regulate their emotion and gives them strength to deal with disappointment and frustration. Thus, showing them and teaching them to be kind has lifelong value. Since kindness is a godlike quality, should we be surprised that he has wired us to be stronger and healthier when we act like him? Scripture affirms that kindness is a key aspect of God's character. Psalm 145 states, "The Lord is righteous in everything he does. He is filled with kindness." Further, he promises, "For the mountains may move and the hills disappear, but even then my loving kindness will remain." As this verse also states, "I will not break off my loving kindness for him, nor deal falsely in my faithfulness." His assurances continue through the prophet Hosea, who records God saying, "I led Israel along with my ropes of kindness and love. I lifted the yoke from his neck and I stooped to feed him." How beautiful. Even when his people strayed, Zephaniah affirms, "For the Lord their God will visit his people in kindness and restore their prosperity again." The Apostle Paul picks up this refrain in his letter to the Romans. "Don't you see how wonderfully kind, tolerant, and patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you?" he cries. "Can't you see that his kindness is intended to turn you from your sin?" And he reminds them that God's grace is provided through his abundant kindness, as Paul tells the Ephesians. "God is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins." And so great and consistent is his kindness that we can place our trust in him, for he has showered his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. It's as we taste the kindness of the Lord that we grow in spiritual maturity, Peter explains. And God's kindness enables us to share in his eternal glory through Jesus Christ. Through his kindness, God also moves upon others to act in kindness, both the unsaved and the saved. If we follow Paul's example, we can also pray for God to show his special kindness on those who have blessed us. In the same manner that God has shown us his kindness, we're to be kind to others. Solomon advises, never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Perhaps aware of the spiritual, physical, and emotional benefits of kindness, Solomon also writes, your kindness will reward you, but your cruelty will destroy you. Zechariah emphasizes this writing. The Lord says, judge fairly, show mercy and kindness to one another. Our acts of kindness are meant to refresh the hearts of God's people and bring joy and comfort to others. And because we are God's holy people, we are to clothe ourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. We prove ourselves as children of God through our purity, understanding, patience, and kindness. A godly woman is recognized for her kindness, it says in Proverbs 31. And at times, even rebukes or correction are recognized as kindness to direct us back onto God's paths. In fact, one of the fruit that the Holy Spirit produces in us is kindness, but it's also a gift of the Holy Spirit, as Paul explains to the Romans. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously, and if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. It's interesting to see that God equates the gift of leadership right beside the gift of kindness, as each are to build up the body of Christ and draw unbelievers to him. Throughout Scripture, we see divine acts of kindness, such as when the angels led Lot and his family away from the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And so too with Ruth's continuous service to her mother-in-law, Naomi, despite their poverty and widowhood. Similarly, Boaz's generosity and kindness to Ruth and Naomi are highlighted. The kindness of the Kenites to the children of Israel protected them from the battle to come against the Amalekites. It's no wonder that David is deemed a man after God's own heart, for his kindness is remarked in numerous Old Testament scriptures. First, by Saul, when David spares his life in the cave when he could have destroyed his enemy. Then again, when he extended kindness to his friend Jonathan's son, Mephibosheth, and welcomed him to dine at his table. He even restored all the property once owned by his father back to him. David even shows kindness to his enemies who had rejoiced when his son Absalom stole his throne and kicked David out of his kingdom. Eliezer prayed for God's kindness to make him successful so that he could honor his master Abraham and find a wife for Isaac. He even prayed that the woman who would water his thirsty camels would be a sign that God had shown kindness to Abraham. From this example, we can see that God's response to our specific prayers are indeed his acts of kindness and indicate that we are praying and walking in the right direction. But what about those who reject God's kindness or the kindness of others? The children of Israel rejected God's continuous acts of kindness and had to wander for 40 years. King Hezekiah made the same mistake, and his pride resulted in disaster for him and his people. The wicked are recognized by their unkindness, persecuting the poor and needy and hounding the brokenhearted to death. God even warns that your kindness to the wicked does not make them good. Although others do right, the wicked keep doing wrong and take no notice of the Lord's majesty. He also cautions that where there is no faithfulness or kindness, there is no knowledge of God, as each are meant to act in tandem with one another. Thus, it's unlikely you will witness acts of kindness from wicked people. As kindness is significant in the aspect of understanding God's character and an important quality we are to foster in our own lives, how do we develop kindness? It's important to remember that kindness doesn't have to be difficult or costly and can even be illustrated through simple gestures of appreciation, such as saying thank you or warmly greeting a stranger. Many have remarked on the power of a smile to brighten their day. Thus, when we need to look for opportunities to be kind to others, and we watch for them and wait for them, and we respond immediately when the nudge happens. Further, we can set a daily goal to show compassion and kindness to others and get involved in ministry to make sure that kindness becomes a regular part of our lives. If our desire is truly to be more like Jesus, developing kindness is a great place to start. God bless you, beloved. God bless you.